Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. The middle wall of separation has come down to form what Paul calls one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guests, Freddie and Annie Haler, and we're featuring his CD, Song of Angels. And Freddie, I think you would be insulted if someone said this was entertainment. I mean, here you have such an accomplished voice. You could have been one of the top opera stars of our generation, but God called you to just worship him. When you're worshiping him, you made a comment to me the other day that you're oblivious to time. I'm told in the spirit there is no time. Is there something connecting that thought?
Yes. I believe that when we connect with God and we spend time in practicing his presence and not offending him in any way, but just loving him and telling him how much we love him and abiding in him, that there is a connection in real time in this world with the eternal realm. And in that realm, there is no time. So, yes, you can accomplish more in 10 minutes in the presence of God than you can in an entire lifetime if you've never connected with God. Jesus did more in 3 years connecting with his Father on a daily basis than any of us could do in 3 million years. So there's a power when we connect with God in prayer and worship, and there's all kinds of good things that God gives us when we love him. And, you know, Jesus said, in the Lord's Prayer, he said, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So it's important that we have one eye in heaven while we live on earth, but also keep one eye on earth so we don't, you know, hit the car in front of us. You know, God wants us to live a practical life, but at the same time, he wants us to have this heavenly vision, because that's where our authority and call comes from.
Speaking of authority, Annie, there was a time in which God challenged you to pray and fast for a neighbor. What was the matter with the neighbor?
Well, the neighbor was in a troubled home. I was not aware of how troubled it was, but I knew there were some problems. And when God asked me to fast and pray, I told him that I would. And I got off work. I took off time from my business, and I just lay in my living room before the Lord, praying for this child.
What kind of fast did you do?
I did total water for 7 days and just laid before the Lord and prayed in the Spirit for 8 to 10 hours every day for this little girl, for her salvation. And at the end of the 7 days, I literally bumped into an angel. It was about an 8-foot angel. He had the most beautiful, tenderest eyes that I've ever seen on this earth. His skin was bronze, and his...
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. The middle wall of separation has come down to form what Paul calls one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guests, Freddie and Annie Haler, and we're featuring his CD, Song of Angels. And Freddie, I think you would be insulted if someone said this was entertainment. I mean, here you have such an accomplished voice. You could have been one of the top opera stars of our generation, but God called you to just worship him. When you're worshiping him, you made a comment to me the other day that you're oblivious to time. I'm told in the spirit there is no time. Is there something connecting that thought?
Yes. I believe that when we connect with God and we spend time in practicing his presence and not offending him in any way, but just loving him and telling him how much we love him and abiding in him, that there is a connection in real time in this world with the eternal. accomplish more in 10 minutes in the presence of God than you can in an entire lifetime if you've never connected with God. Jesus did more in 3 years connecting with his Father on a daily basis than any of us could do in 3 million years. So there's a power when we connect with God in prayer and worship, and there's all kinds of good things that God gives us when we love him. And, you know, Jesus said in the Lord's Prayer, he said, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So it's important that we have one eye in heaven while we live on earth, but also keep one eye on earth so we don't, you know, hit the car in front of us. You know, God wants us to live a practical life, but at the same time, he wants us to have this heavenly vision, because that's where our authority and call comes from.
Speaking of authority, Annie, there was a time in which God challenged you to pray and fast for a neighbor. What was the matter with the neighbor?
Well, the neighbor was in a troubled home. I was not aware of how troubled it was, but I knew there were some problems. And when God asked me to fast and pray, I told him that I would. And at the I got off work, I took off time from my business, and I just lay in my living room before the Lord praying for this child.
What kind of fast did you do?
I did total water for 7 days and just laid before the Lord and prayed in the Spirit for 8 to 10 hours every day for this little girl, for her salvation. And at the end of the 7 days, I literally bumped into an angel. It was about an 8-foot angel. He had the most beautiful, tenderest eyes that I've ever seen on this earth. His skin was bronze, and his...
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. We're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. The middle wall of separation has come down to form what Paul calls one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guests, Freddie and Annie Haler, and we're featuring his CD, Song of Angels. And this is, Freddie, I think you would be insulted if someone said this was entertainment. I mean, here you have such an accomplished voice. You could have been one of the top opera stars of our generation, but God called you to just worship him. When you're worshiping him, you made a comment to me the other day that you're oblivious to time. I'm told in the Spirit there is no time. Is there something connecting that thought?
Yes. I believe that when we connect with God and we spend time in practicing his presence and not offending him in any way, but just loving him and telling him how much we love him and abiding in him, that there is a connection in real time in this world with the eternal realm. And in that realm, there is no time. So, yes, there's great, you can accomplish more in 10 minutes in the presence of God than you can in an entire lifetime if you've never connected with God. Jesus did more in 3 years connecting with his Father on a daily basis than any of us could do in 3 million years. So there's a power when we connect with God in prayer and worship, and there's all kinds of good things that God gives us when we love him. And, you know, Jesus said, in the Lord's Prayer, he said, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So it's important that we have one eye in heaven while we live on earth, but also keep one eye on earth so we don't, you know, hit the car in front of us. You know, God wants us to live a practical life, but at the same time, he wants us to have this heavenly vision, because that's where our authority and call comes from.
Speaking of authority, Annie, there was a time in which God challenged you to pray and fast for a neighbor. What was the matter with the neighbor?
Well, the neighbor was in a troubled home. I was not aware of how troubled it was, but I knew there were some problems. And when God asked me to fast and pray, I told him that I would. And at the I got off work, I took off time from my business, and I just lay in my living room before the Lord praying for this child.
What kind of fast did you do?
I did total water for 7 days and just laid before the Lord and prayed in the Spirit for 8 to 10 hours every day for this little girl, for her salvation. And at the end of the 7 days, I literally bumped into an angel. It was about an 8-foot angel. He had the most beautiful, tenderest eyes that I've ever seen on this earth. His skin was bronze, and his...
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. We're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. The middle wall of separation has come down to form what Paul calls one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guests, Freddie and Annie Haler, and we're featuring his CD, Song of Angels. And this is, Freddie, I think you would be insulted if someone said this was entertainment. I mean, here you have such an accomplished voice. You could have been one of the top opera stars of our generation, but God called you to just worship him. When you're worshiping him, you made a comment to me the other day that you're oblivious to time. I'm told in the spirit there is no time. Is there something connecting that thought?
Yes. I believe that when we connect with God and we spend time in practicing his presence and not offending him in any way, but just loving him and telling him how much we love him and abiding in him, that there is a connection in real time in this world with the eternal realm. And in that realm, there is no time. So, yes, there's great, you can accomplish more in 10 minutes in the presence of God than you can in an entire lifetime if you've never connected with God. Jesus did more in 3 years connecting with his Father on a daily basis than any of us could do in 3 million years. So there's a power when we connect with God in prayer and worship, and there's all kinds of good things that God gives us when we love him. And, you know, Jesus said, in the Lord's Prayer, he said, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So it's important that we have one eye in heaven while we live on earth, but also keep one eye on earth so we don't, you know, hit the car in front of us. You know, God wants us to live a practical life, but at the same time, he wants us to have this heavenly vision, because that's where our authority and call comes from.
Speaking of authority, Annie, there was a time in which God challenged you to pray and fast for a neighbor. What was the matter with the neighbor?
Well, the neighbor was in a troubled home. I was not aware of how troubled it was, but I knew there were some problems. And when God asked me to fast and pray, I told him that I would. And at the I got off work. I took off time from my business, and I just lay in my living room before the Lord, praying for this child.
What kind of fast did you do?
I did total water for 7 days and just laid before the Lord and prayed in the Spirit for 8 to 10 hours every day for this little girl, for her salvation. And at the end of the 7 days, I literally bumped into an angel. It was about an 8-foot angel. He had the most beautiful, tenderest eyes that I've ever seen on this earth. His skin was bronze, and his